You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
What do we mean when we say thrive? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng thrive, na word? Okay, well, it simply means what? To grow, to develop, or vigorously prosper, flourish, bloom, and succeed. The reason why we want to focus on this word is simply because we want every single one of us here to succeed in life. Can you say amen? God wants you to grow. God wants you to develop. God doesn't want you to stay stagnant, okay, for 2011 and 2012 as if nothing happens. That's not the will of God. That's not the heart of God for all of us. God wants us to move on. God wants us to experience increase. God wants us to develop. God wants to succeed. God wants us to grow because that's the heart of God. As all living creatures, living organism grow in this planet, in our world, how much more we believers, we as disciples, how much more that God wants us to grow in our Christian walk with Him. Can you say amen? Question is, as we focus on the word thrive, how can we develop? How can we grow? How can we thrive? There's a scripture, okay, that we read a while ago in verse 11. And here's what it says. It says there, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. In this message, if there's anything that God wants you to understand, wants you to grab hold, as we experience His workings in our lives, is this. Count ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Question is it possible for us to live for God, to live in relationship with Christ Jesus, and yet we are alive at the same time with sin? Question is, the Bible says, dead to sin. Why is that? Why is that? Why sin? Isn't it that right from the very beginning that the fall of man has something to do with sin in the life of Adam and Eve, and it was being passed down from generations to generations until today? Whatever problems that we face, whatever problems in marriages, whatever problems in business, whatever problems out there, isn't it, has something to do with this so-called sin in our own lives. But nevertheless, God would say, hey, look, you got to be dead to sin. Well, here's the point. Sin is the ultimate, absolute, cardinal problem of every human being. It's a moral problem. If it's a moral problem, how do you know that you can't solve it just by addition, subtraction? You can solve it by monetary. You can solve it by whatever advice you give. If it's a moral problem, then the solution should be moral as well. Are you here with me? Sin is the problem. How can we count ourselves dead to sin? Yun po yung problema. Hindi ba paminsan we have some sort of list, especially ngayong New Year. How many of you had your New Year's resolution? Lift up your hands. Nothing's wrong with that, all right? Writing down, at least there's a desire for you to change. And somehow, some ways, you write some resolutions. How many of you would say half of it, you're able to succeed with the resolutions that you have, and half of it don't? Well, here are, all right, let me share it to you, top four most popular New Year's resolutions. What are those top four? Are you ready for this? All right. the first top, okay, the top most New Year's resolution has something to do with your education and self-improvement. How many of you would write down na would say hindi na ako mangongopya. Hindi na ako mangungutang. Hindi na ako manloloko. Hello. Hindi na ako gagawa ng mali. Magcho-church na ako sa Victory every Sunday kasi hindi ako consistent eh. How many of you would say magvi-victory group na ako kasi tagal na eh. Ilang beses na yun, paulit-ulit yung pastor, victory group hanggang ngayon, wala pa akong victory group. Magvi-victory group na ako. Self-improvement. Guess what? People who wrote this, 47% of them has something to do with self-improvement. That's number one. Second, top resolution has something to do with, guess what? Something to do with your weight. Sino sa inyo may resolution, kailangan magkaroon ako ng abs? Alright, talagang your dream is to have muscles in your abs, to lose weight. Some of you here are fasting. You're fasting because you want to lose weight. Well, that's the benefit of going on a fast. Alright, we don't fast because to lose weight. Well, losing weight is, well, naturally comes, but we want to fast because, again, we want to see God. We want to encounter God. We want to see breakthroughs to happen in our own lives, in our church, in our country, in our families. Amen? But it has something to do with weight. Kaya ang daming tao na naman sa Fitness First. Uy, may 50% off kami. Yung first payment mo, yung second week, yung second month, same pa rin, di ba? So anyway, puno na naman ng mga gym ngayon, no? The third one has something to do with what? What do you think? Money. Oy, naku, magte-tithes and offering na ako. Magbibigay na ako. Iba sa inyo, uy, isa-set aside ko to. I want to save for my future. Me and my wife, we're starting to save for our retirement maybe. It has something to do with investing. It has something to do with money. The last has something to do with relationships. They would say, I'm not going to cheat my wife anymore. I'll be faithful to my spouse this time. I want to spend time with my kids this time. Kasi nga last year, it was a different kind of year. He ran away from the house. But this time, I want to make sure as a parent, I'll do this for my kids. We're going to have some dates with my wife every week. All right, for us to spur the love. And maybe to some, he would say, hindi na ako iibig pang muli. Every year na lang, umiibig ka. Pero yung gusto mo, ibang iniibig niya. Kaya naman, this year, hindi na ako muling iibig pa. Let's go back. Question is, the Bible tells us, count yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Question is how? How do you count yourselves dead to sin? Simply by controlling yourself? May temptation dyan na hindi nakita, walang ibang nakita kundi ikaw at si Lord. Lord, I'll control myself. Hindi ako titingin. Pero susunggaban mo. Diba? By controlling yourself? By praying a lot? Praying an hour every day? Is that the answer for us to be dead on our sins and alive to God? By coming to church every Sunday? By being part of a victory group so that you'll be dead to your sin and alive in Christ? Is that what we're going to do? I will just say no. And do everything I've got in my own strength. Kaya nga mismong resolutions eh. Okay, hindi natin matupad. But guess what? For all the people who made us resolutions, guess what? 8% did it when they reach February the 1st. 8% only who made those resolutions. Why? Because when we talk about change, it has something to do with what God and Christ has done for all of us. How can we count ourselves dead to sin and alive in Christ? Is it possible for us to live and count ourselves dead to sin? Is it possible for us to live for God and His purposes? Are you here with me? Let's check in verse 1. What does it say? It says in verse 1, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?" Verse 2, "By no means. We died to sin. How can we live it any longer?" Namatay na tayo sa kasalanan, sinasabi ni Paul. Pero ba't tayo mamumuhay na muli sa kasalanan? E namatay ka na nga sa kasalanan. Pero tanong, naintindihan mo ba to? Ang tanong, sinasabuhay mo ba to? Ang tanong, bilang isang disciple, a believer, the one who reads our Bible every single day, do you live what you just read? Paul says, we die to sin, then how can we live it any longer? Are you here with me? Guess what? For us to understand this, there's one word that is so important for us to understand and for us to know, and that is the word no. Everybody say no. How can we live by faith if we don't know the word of God? How can we count ourselves dead to sin if we don't know what Christ has done for us? Are you here with me? I believe the word no is really prophetic. I was sharing this to my staff that I believe God wants us to know Him better. In fact, Paul was explaining that and emphasizing to all the churches that he wrote a letter. He would say to Ephesians that, hey, look, you got to know every spiritual blessings that you have in Christ. You got to know your spiritual inheritance, your inheritance here on earth. As a believer, there is an inheritance, a portion that God has for you. Do you understand that? The Bible tells us Paul was exhorting, okay, the church in Ephesus, hey, look, there's a mystery. You got to know what is that for you. Paul was exhorting for us to know. In fact, he said this, I pray that you may have spirit of wisdom and revelation that you may know Him better. In the book of Colossians, he was encouraging the Colossae church to grow in the knowledge with God. In the book of Thessalonians, he was encouraging the people that, hey, look, the gospel that we preach, it's not just by mere words, but there is power by the Holy Spirit and with deep conviction. In other words, we can't come to a conclusion, God's imperatives in our lives, without us knowing it. And I believe this is what God wants to bring in our lives today as a word, as a prophetic word. In Philippians chapter 3, I was sharing this to my staff. Chapter 3, verse 7, here's what it says, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Everything around us, our own success in life, our own, all the trophies, recognition, money, accounts, whatever you call it, the Bible tells us, Paul says, I consider everything loss. Verse 8, what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Think about that. Everything that he has, Lord, it's rubbish. That's nothing. My position, it's nothing compared with me knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things that I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ. In verse 10, he said this, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. I want to encourage you, church, for us to try. I believe we got to know. We got to know the person. And we don't just need to know him, but we got to experience him. For us to experience God, we got to know him based on his word. Can you say amen? Going back, how can we count ourselves dead to sin and alive in Christ? How? then we gotta know. We gotta know what Christ has done. Do you realize the word know was mentioned in verse 3 and verse 6 and verse 9? And today, we're gonna go and check it out so that we will understand what it says as the Lord brings thriving in our lives. Hello? As the Lord brings increase in our lives. As the Lord brings abundance in our lives. As the Lord brings promotion in our lives. As the Lord is developing each and every single one of us. We gotta know what it is. We gotta know how to count ourselves dead to sin and alive in Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. What is it? Let's check it out in verse 3. Sabi po ng Bible, or don't you know? Di mo ba alam? That all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death. Verse 4. We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live what? A new life. May sinasabi po si Apostle Paul sa atin. Ang sinasabi po niya, hey look, hindi niyo ba alam yung baptism na ginawa mo? There's something that happened. And it's so important for you to understand that when you go through waters of baptism, some sort of what Christ has done 2,000 years ago, His death, burial, and resurrection, you've experienced that through waters of baptism. I want to say something here because I believe some of you are not yet baptized. Am I right? Or all of us are baptized? Tandang-tandaan nyo ba yung nangyari sa atin noon? Nung siguro mga ako, tandang-tanda ako, mga 2 months old pa lang ako. Talagang winisikan ako eh. Umiyak pa nga ako. Okay, tandang-tanda nyo ba yun? Guys, listen, I want to say this. Sorry for that. But here's the point. You know what baptism is? Baptism is an act of faith. It is not essential for salvation. Pag hindi ka na baptismohan, ibig sabihin, hindi ako pupunta ng langit pag namatay ako, hindi po ganun yon. Alright? It has nothing to do with baptism. We get baptized simply because Jesus was baptized. If Jesus was baptized, He said, be baptized, then I can't question that. And when a person experienced baptism, guess what? In victory, it's a big deal. And that happens during victory weekend. Let me ask you, how many of you were baptized and you were part of Victory Weekend here at Victory Metro East? Lift up your hands. All right. How many of you here, you were baptized already? Lift up your hands. Great. How many of you, you don't know anything I'm talking about here at all? All right. Everybody listen to this. I want to point out, baptism is not a prerequisite essential for salvation. You know what is essential for salvation? Here's what it is. Acts 15, verse 11. Here's what it says. No, we believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved. Amen? It is not through baptism, good works, or so. Just as they are so, it's the grace of God that people are saved. Do you get this? It's not baptism. But something happened when a person goes through baptism. What happened? Let's check it out in verse 7. I'm sorry. Let's check it out in verse 5. If we have been united with Him like in His death, we will certainly also be united with Him in His resurrection. Because we experience baptism, guess what? It's just like experience what Christ did. He died for our sins, buried, and because of that, we are united with Christ in the resurrection. Are you hearing me? In other words, God has given us new life. Everybody say new life. I'm sorry for all the Kobe Bryant fans, to all the LeBron James fans, all right, to all the players out there in the NBA. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, I love the 80s. The 80s rocks. In fact, we just had our Christmas party here with all the leaders and the volunteers for the 80s. How many of you remember that? All right. And I'd like to say for the record, all right, if you have any argument or complain. We can talk after the service. There is no person who could ever beat the greatest basketball player of all time until today, and his name is Michael Jordan. Some of you don't know Michael Jordan. Sorry for that. But for me, nobody beats the guy. All right? The guy is a 6-time NBA. To me, compared with Will Chamberlain and all the... this guy is the man. And I would remember, all right? Because I can't relate with LeBron, all right? He's too cocky. Kobe Bryant is too way, way cocky. But Michael Jordan, guess what? He has a new babe, though. Forget about that, all right? He's getting married. All right, we're not going to follow that, all right? During that time, every time I would watch Michael Jordan play, listen to this. Every time that he would let his tongue out with a dunk, with a 3-point shot, guess what? I was ecstatic. I was really shouting, and I know deep within that shot is going to come in. And with all the crucial shots against, who's that? The Utah Jazz? Sorry for them. Twice they beat them, all right? Guess what? It's because of this man. What's my point? Every time I'll see Michael Jordan play, it's just like the adrenaline. It's just like me watching him. It's just like me playing. It's just like me being a teammate like Rodman or Scottie Pippen. You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's real. I might be in the Philippines, but I'm right there in the spirit. Listen, everyone. It's what you call vicarious experience. When we go through waters of baptism, guess what? Any time that you go through waters of baptism, at least one time for us, we just experience what Christ had done on the cross when he died, buried, and resurrected because of his love for all of us. That's what happened. That is why it's possible for us to count ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Can you say amen? Let's check it out. Another one in verse 6. Sabi po ng Bible, it's a verse 6. For we know, the word know again is written there. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Now here's the thing. Scripture tells us we need to count ourselves dead to sin. First things first, because of baptism, or our act of faith, we experience what Christ has experienced. But this time, here's what it says. Jesus, because of our old self, he was crucified with it so that the body of sin might be done away. I want to talk about something important here. Well, Pastor Mar, I can't do this. I'm just a human being. But Scripture tells us, consider yourselves dead to sin. How? Here's what Christ did. Here's what he has done to all of us. He crucified what? Our old self. Everybody say old self. What is that old self? That the Bible says, the Bible says the body of sin. Well, that old self is your sinful life. That old self is your secret selfish desire that's something that you and God only knows. Your fantasies, your desires, that's something to do with flesh. It has something to do with your evil behavior. Are you here with me? Sinful habits, self-centered lifestyle, self-serving attitude and mindsets. What is the sin that is popular, number one, in your flesh, in your life? It is something to do with the tongue? Is it something to do with the eyes? Your minds? Your actions, if you're angry and You started hitting your wives, your children? Is it something to do with your hands that if nobody sees you, you could just steal money? You could steal stuff from your friends, from your neighbor? Is it gossip? What is it? Folks, you might be struggling with that today, but I have a good news for you. Jesus, once and for all, crucified your old self so that your body of sin might be done away with. How many of you believe that it is possible to count ourselves dead to sin, but to live for Christ in our lives, in our generation, in your own lifetime today? How many of you, it's impossible, lift up your hands. It is possible. Why? Because Jesus dealt with it once and for all. Can you say amen? 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 to 4. Here's what it says. People will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money. Wow, very familiar. Amen? Boastful. Sinong ganon? Any humble people? Boastful. Proud. Abusive. Disobedient to their parents. Sounds family. Ungrateful. Unholy. What else? Without love. Oh, unforgiving. Oh, this is so family. You could see around in the family, unforgiving. They don't talk to each other. Even in church. The worst is in the church. Slanderous, backbiting, gossiping. Without self-control. Pag nagalit na, grabe talagang... Yung mga praise the Lord, iba na. Hindi na praise the Lord. Brutal. Not lovers of the good. Treacherous, conceited. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Guess what? This is the kind of sin, lifestyle, habits, behavior, pleasure that we live in our lives many years ago. But guess what? Jesus Christ crucified your old flesh once and for all, that you may be what? You may be, here's what the Bible says, you may be what? Verse 7, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. He was crucified so that you'll experience freedom. How many of you wants to experience freedom and breakthrough? That is why we're fasting. That is why God says, you gotta thrive. You gotta move on and grow up this time. It can be done by the Spirit of God. Can you say amen? What else? Verse 8. For we know that... I'm sorry, verse 8. Yeah, verse 8. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. We're not just freed from sin, but we could live with Christ. It is possible that we could be freed from sin, experience victory and breakthrough because of what Christ has done, and we could live for Him. Can you say amen? Verse 9. It says here, for we know, again the word know shows up. For we know, let's read it all together now at the count of three. 1, 2, 3, go. Can you tell me a man who died, rose again from the dead, aside from this man? Sorry to say, all the gods of all religions died and they don't rose from the dead. That's the amazing thing about our God. He's not sleeping, He's alive, He knows what's happening in our lives. He is always on our side. And that's why the Bible says, the death He died, death no longer has mastery over Him. The same goes with sin. That's a good news, my friend. But here's the catch. All right? Here's the clincher. That I believe Christ has been an example. All right? In verse 10, it says here, the death He died. Are you there? The death He died to sin once for all. But the life He lives... He lives to what? to God. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. I believe Jesus paved the way for us. This is his example for us to follow. That we could die to sin. Not because we died to it, because Jesus died for us. He was buried. He crucified our flesh. He crucified sinful behavior. He crucified all kinds of sin. That's why he said, verse 11, count yourselves dead to sin. Count yourselves dead to sin. What does it mean when you say count yourselves dead to sin? Do you realize the word count? The word count actually means to charge in our account. All right? To charge in our account. Meaning, if Bill Gates would write a check for $1 billion, wrote down to this man named Mark Anthony Constantino, guess what? I'm going to get the check, my friend. I'm going to treat you, all right? I promise. I promise you that. Bill, I promise you. Give me that check. I'm going to treat every one of you. How do you know that that check will not bounce? It has fund. It came from Bill Gates. Right? How do you know it will last? Because we know the guy is a man of credibility. What about us? How do you know we have money in the account? Listen to this. How do we know? Here's what we know. We are dead to sin. How do we know? There's real money there. How do you know? Listen to this. It means what? Jesus Christ died for our sin. He was buried and crucified, and he rose from the dead. How do we know if it's real? All you need to do is to encash it. Meaning to live with it. To live with what Christ has done for ourselves. That's why I believe we can all thrive when we are dead to sin but alive to God because of the gospel. Not because of any good works. Not because of baptism. Not because you go to church. Not because you give money to the poor. Not because of all the religious stuff that you can do. It has nothing to do with it. But because of the gospel. What is the gospel? It's Christ died on the cross in our behalf. He exchanged himself for us. So that we will receive forgiveness of sins. We will be freed from our sins. That we will be resurrected from this life. That it's possible that verse 11 says that we could count ourselves dead to sin. But alive to God in Christ Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen. Philippians 1:20 verse 21 says. Here's what Paul says. I eagerly expect and hope that I will no way be ashamed. Let me stop here for a while. Some of you here, you got to experience breakthrough. You know what kind of breakthrough? Until today, you're shy. Until today, there's fear in you. Tagal-tagal nang sinasabi namin, victory group ka. Hanggang ngayon, wala ka pa sa victory ko, sinaya ako eh. Kasi baka pagsasalitain ako eh. Eh kasi baka mamaya may expectation sila sa akin eh. Eh kasi baka mamaya makita nila yung kasalanan ko. Hello? Some of you need to have a breakthrough. And you know what I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit has been convicting you. Folks, this is not for us. This is God's will for your life. If you want thrive, breakthroughs to happen, you got to follow what Jesus says. But we'll have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be what? Exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. Verse 21, here's what it says. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Folks, we live, we breathe, we move, and have our being because we only live for Christ and his purpose and his plan. Can you say amen? I believe it's possible for us to thrive. The Bible tells us, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ, only with what Christ has done in our lives. Can you say amen? Can we just bow our heads right now and close our eyes? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I just thank you for your word today, Lord. I just thank you for what you've done for us. Lord, when we were enjoying our own sin, when we were enjoying the pleasures of our sin, Father, you died for us. You went on the cross by choice, by your intention, to demonstrate your love, your power, that because of what you've done, we can overcome as well. Lord, I thank you that your purpose for us is for us to grow, for us to be developed, for us to flourish, for us to increase, for us to prosper, for us to experience abundance, for us to be successful. But one thing then, Lord, we can thrive simply because in obedience to your word, we could be dead to sin, but alive to God because of what you've done. While our heads are bowed down and eyes closed and nobody's looking around, if the Lord has convicted you with all the things that was mentioned, the good news is Jesus crucified for all the sins, your pleasures, your weaknesses, the things that's going on in your own life. He did it once and for all that you may die to sin. If you've been a Christian, then what a new year to celebrate and all the resolutions. Guess what? You can be successful if you put your faith and receive the forgiveness of Jesus. And I believe the Lord is bringing breakthrough to some of you. I believe the Lord is bringing victory to most of you here today. God is doing that work because you're part of His purpose. And if you're that person, I want to pray for you. Whatever issues you have in life, would you lift up your hands? I just want to pray for you right now that we all of us will count ourselves dead to sin and alive in Christ. If you're struggling with sin and some pleasure, habits, and behavior, God wants to set you free. God wants to forgive you. God wants to give you the victory. Would you lift up your hands? As I want to pray, as every head is bowed down and eyes closed, no one is looking around. Oh, thank you, Lord God, that you want to surrender your attitude problems, your behavior, your mindsets, all your ways, your self-centered kind of life. Would you lift up your hands and say, Lord, that's me. I want to surrender to you, Lord. Because of what you've done, that you died for my sins and you rose from the dead. You crucified my old self so that body of sin might be done away with. Lord, I pray for every hands lifted up. I pray for my brothers and my sisters, Lord. You know what's happening in their lives, Father, truly victory is possible. Breakthrough is possible because of the gospel. Change and transformation is possible. Only Christ can give to us. And even right now, as we lift our hands and humble ourselves, Father, I pray for the Spirit of the living God to come into our hearts. As we repent, Lord, I pray for the Spirit of faith that we will trust, not on our good works, but trust on what you've done for us on the cross. Lord, thank you that you said, because you have crucified our old selfish ways, our old self, the body of sin has been done away with. And so, Father, I pray right now, as they lift their hands, Lord, Father, I pray for victory to come upon them. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord God, that once again you have forgiven them and purified them from all their sins and give them the victory. Lord, whatever that is, it's not about us anymore, Lord. It's about you and your purpose. So, Father, we bless your people today.